Great. So just regarding Avadim Hayinu, even though it's not the Mahalach of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, but in the Sefer Geulas Avram, which is the son of the Gra, he has a very interesting taich in Avadim Hayinu. So I figure I'll share it with Olam. Just one can share it. I think it's a chiddush. He says, Avadim Hayinu, it doesn't say Avodim Hayinu leParo. We were slaves to Paro. Why doesn't it say Paro enslaved us? Why isn't the emphasis on Paro? Why is the emphasis on us? We were slaves to whom? To Paro. It's almost like Paro's Agav. It should have said Paro made us slaves. And Hashem took us out from Paro. Doesn't say that. It starts the other way. Avadim Ayinu. We were Avadim. To who? To Paro. See, the Rabbi Avraham ben Agra says that Mashma me'atzmam v'lo yomar lakach isarnu la'avadim. So he wants to say that if everybody wanted to be an Eved to Paro, so we were ourselves Avadim
Would we find such as that?
Well,
would we find such an idea?
Wasn't the famous measures?
And then it says, "B'Mitzrayim, bi'aru gam shaya golu v'yadu lehem she'in eved yoytz Mitzrayim." They knew you can't leave Mitzrayim. Gam heima bachru la'avod oisam, and therefore we were okay with it. He's saying that Klal Yisrael was totally okay with being avod. They didn't mind. Whatever. That was a lot of life. Vayitzienu Hashem bi'ad chazaka is ba'al karchom shel Yisrael. Not Bal Kochum Shal Mitzrayim. He says, Bal Kochum Shal Yisrael, who's earned it, Tuya is Bal Kochum Shal Mitzrayim.
All the psukim that say,
they were in pain, but Lemaisa, they couldn't bring themselves to thinking that they should go free. And Lemaisa, there is, the Makar is very simple. The Makar is that 80% stay, 80% died in the Choshev. Why do those people die? Because they don't want to leave. That's what the Rosh Hashanah say. So, what about the 20%? Could be the 20% also started off like that. They just came around eventually through the market. But he's saying everybody was. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and convincing everybody, not, hey, you guys are desperate. I'm the guy. They're like, buddy, we're fine. We're fine in this.
Even once they left, every time a little thing happened,
let's go back.
Right
let's go
away,
back.
oh, we should have
Right,
never left.
why they came up? Why are they so busy the whole Tanakh? Let's go back. Let's go back. Why are they busy? Why? So Moshe Rabbeinu, but not the pshat, not the pshat. Oh, long lost savior, help us, save us. No, they wanted to stay. They were totally fine with it. Avadim Ayinu, we were Avadim, Lapara. What happened? Oh, Hashem came beyond Chazaki. He forcefully took us out against our own will and against the will of the Egyptians. And that's why it's very poshut. Did we talk even should be there? Because we talk would never have left. Why would we have left if we wanted to be there? Otherwise, he has a kasha. Otherwise, what do you mean if you wouldn't have taken us out? We would still be there. Wasn't there Haftacha? That the Egyptians are only going to be Va'avodim. So what's the Torah already said that the maximum is 400 years. So what's the whole thing saying? Bam Kasha, no? Everyone always asks the Kasha, come on, people are slaves, they get freed eventually. Maybe Abraham Lincoln would have been transported to Egypt. I'm saying, who says we would have been there forever? Right? See, he has a much better Kasha. The Torah said that the maximum is 400 years. So what do you mean we would still be there? So he says the maximum was 400 years for them to force us to be slaves. But if we were willingly to be slaves, there was no maximum. We could have been there forever. It's unbelievable. Rak, Meshubot, Gam Shayinu Sarim, This is what he wants to say. So, so that's the Hakdama that apparently it's a, according to this, Yetzias Mitzrayim is a much bigger chiddush. That means if the pshat is we were desperate to go out and he made a promise and this, okay, so it's more like you see the compassion of it. Hashem felt bad for the Jews. According to this, it's not about compassion. It's not about, oh, they're mean and we're, oh, the Nebuchadnezzar, whatever. The whole point of Hashem was that there was a mission of Klal Yisrael, had a mission in this world, and Hashem had to take us out in order to fulfill our mission. We didn't have a choice.
Hashem frames it about Tal Shamas somewhere.
He's saying it's much more like Bal Karcha idea where.
Well, we find the
B'nai Frank
wise left early, but they say that then Yosef had a sheep much worse for that. Then we find that they tried leaving early also.
Right,
there's only B'nai Frank.
On the bottom over here, he says that that the Netziv goes like that also. The Netziv, in he brings Perek in Hemek Dover, Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yotes, Perek Yigimel, Pasuk Tes, Perek Laman Beis, Pasuk Yot Aleph. He brings 8 or 10 Netzivs in Hemek Dover that say this middle. Doesn't sound familiar to me, but I'm not Rucky Netziv. But anyway, so I wanted to share that. It's an unbelievable knitch over here. It's an interesting mahalach. What? Chiddush from
different.
What?
Different.
Yeah, nice chiddush from Avraham Ben Agra. Okay. Now.
Explains
the
you say
word.
Like,
what?
Explains the
lashon.
Let's
see. Which lashon?
We're not going to say like him. So what's
shot? Right. Avadim hayinu. So passive. We were avadim lepara. Ve'tziyenu Hashem b'yal chazaka on us. And if we wouldn't be there, we'd say, the thing stems very nice, but conceptually it's very bekinch. Okay. Now we explained that Gvaldika pshat last time, that you have to know it emotionally, it's not enough to know it. Sikhli, that's fine. Now all of a sudden we go to the next paragraph. Maisa, no, Amar Abulazar ben Azariah. It's one of these, hard to understand. Harani Kevin Shivim Shana. I was like, I was 7 years old. Veloy Zachisi Shetarit Yasmutan Balaylis. And no one listened to me when I told them that they should say Kriya Shema Alamita at night. Not Alamita, Kriya Shema at night. Ah, Joshua Ben Zoma told me Joshua came around and said, Shnemar Laman Tiskar, Sim Tzif, Lamar Tzim, Koy Mechayecha, Mechayecha, Yomim, Koy Mechayecha, Alel. He darshened, Koy Mechayecha, Alel. And then everyone believed him. And Kol is loving Mesh Mashiach, but at night you don't have to do it. So all of a sudden, Ben Zayma came up with this drasha, and now everyone listened. Okay, so first of all, he wants to say an interesting thing. Maybe it's the guys that talk over here. This point has nothing to do with Dias and time. Everyone on this paragraph starts saying random words about you know Kiven, whatever
beard.
But he says the Val de Gazach. He says. If you're focused that you were Kaven Shivim Shana, it means you're really not Ben Shivim Shana. So what is your whole big chiddush that no one listened to you? Okay, so you're 17 years old, relax. Why should everyone listen to you? And says, gosh. Sounds like he's trying to say a chiddush. I'm mamish to Ben Shivim Shana, and still no one's listening to me. Yeah, well, why is that making it more of a reason they should listen to you? So Zokter, stayed in Zoya HaKadosh, that Call me sheyesh boy nitzut minishmas Moshe Rabbeinu who zoicha lasuk yishmaitz aliv d'halchasa. He says whoever has zoicha to have in them chelik of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, halacha is like in b'chol makom. So how do you know who has in them that neshama of Moshe? Is if you have the midah of Moshe as the anava. If you have the anava, that's the nitzot of Moshe Rabbeinu. And a mela halachah is like in b'chol makom. Let's talk to Zohar HaKadosh. So that's shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says, why are we passing like Bishamai over Basil over Bishamai? Bishamai was smarter. But it says, because Elu Anovim, Basil was Anovim. Why is Anova a reason to pass him like Basil? Here it says, because they're coming, they have, because with Machayiv, the Anova was the Nitzutz of the Nishmas Moshe. So he says, so he's Tainas, so Mela, he's saying like this. He's saying that Reb Elazar ben Zakkai says, I didn't want to get this job. They won't force me to become the Nasir. So, and let me say they forced me to take the job, but I didn't want it. And I'm only, and he Kibenshi Vimshan means he's saying, I'm only Kibenshi Vimshan, he's focusing on his anivas. So he's saying, if I'm an Anav, really the halacha should be like me. So Mamela, it's a chiddush that they're not passing like him.
How is it saying that I'm like 7 years old, focusing on his anivas?
Because he's trying to say, is Itaka don't belong here, but Lemaisa was all fun that they made me take the job.
Me like I'm an older
man. Right, I'm not that choshev, but whatever. I got a white beard, whatever. But Lemaisa, if I'm Kivenchi from Shana and I don't really think that I'm so choshev, and yet I'm here, so Lechaira, the meat of Anav Shemachan, Allah is like me, so why aren't they listening? That's what he wants to say. Anyway, interesting.
This
the guy's a cover. Okay, now the next shtickle is a pilpul. It's a whole different style. The next shtickle is a pilpul shtickle. What he does on Revolves of Nazario is an unbelievable shtickle. But to do that, I'm gonna have to go through the Gemaras. Okay, so we're gonna go through one or two Gemaras to explain what he's doing over here. But basically, he wants to go through the Yesod of why is it that Revolves of Nazario holds that you take a say Kriya Shema at night. What's this machlokes if you say it at night or not? Where does the machlokes come from? And why is the Beloz of Nazari hold like this and the Chum hold like that? And it's a Gevald of the Pilpul, so I guess we'll learn it next time. Go through the Gemara. But basically, he starts off just with the Gemara that we have to know is that the Gemara says it's a machlokes. When did they leave? Right? Did they leave by night or did they leave by day? And the Gemara is saying is that by night, kulam le pligi, that kishenigalu le nigalu el balayla. The geula, which means that when their freedom from paroi was at night, but their yitziah from Mitzrayim was by day. So he explains because there's two parts to the galus. There's one part to the galus that they were meshubet to paroi, they were avodim, and they were slaves. So that part of the galus ended at night. But there's another part to the galus, which was the fact that they had to be in Mitzrayim. Forget being avodim, but they were subject to the culture of Mitzrayim and the tumah of Mitzrayim. So that, in order to get the geula from that, they had to leave. And that was by day. Those are the two parts of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the machlokes between the Balazim and the Chumash, which is the ikar? The night one or the day one? So we'll see tomorrow how he works out the Cheshbon. That's the basis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.